With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The first day of court proceedings in the case against Hunter Biden has ended.
Federal prosecutors painted President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, as deceptive and driven by addiction, who knew what he was doing when he lied on federal forms in 2018 to purchase a gun. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden's attorney argued that his client did not believe he was in the throes of addiction when he stated in the paperwork that he did not have a drug problem, and he did nothing with the gun in the short time he had it. Hunter Biden has been charged with three felonies stemming from the purchase of a Colt revolver when he was, according to his memoir, addicted to crack. Jurors will hear testimony from the president's brother, James Biden, who is close with Hunter and helped his nephew through rehab stints in the past. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a testy hearing between Attorney General Merrick Garland and House Republicans yesterday, with GOP members accusing the Justice Department of helping with the prosecution of former President Trump. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
You've told us that it's a dangerous conspiracy theory to allege that the Department of Justice is communicating with these state and local prosecutions against Trump. You can clear it all up for us right now. Will the Department of Justice provide to the committee all documents, all correspondence between the department and Alvin Bragg's office and Fannie Willis's office and Letitia James's office?
Republicans also demanding that Garland release audio tapes of President Biden's incoherent interview with the DOJ. At a House hearing, GOP lawmakers are weighing whether to hold Garland in contempt for refusing to turn over the tapes about the president's handling of classified material. Special Counsel Robert Hur said he would not prosecute Biden because a jury might see him as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory, a line that touched off a political firestorm. This is SRN News. More Methodists are quitting.
The Ivory Coast Conference of the United Methodist Church, representing about 1 million members, has formally announced its decision to abandon the UMC. At issue is the denomination's recent decision to legalize gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Most, if not all, of the African members of the UMC are expected to eventually leave over the marriage issue, along with conservative congregations all around the globe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan police are investigating pro-Hamas graffiti spray-painted on the exterior of a law firm as a hate crime. The law firm belongs to University of Michigan regent and attorney Jordan Acker, who called the vandalism anti-Semitic. Acker, who is Jewish, told reporters the vandalism has nothing to do with Palestine or the war in Gaza or anything else. He said this is done as a message to scare Jews. This is SRN News. After an up-and-down trading session on Wall Street, stocks finished the day higher on Tuesday.
Stocks were split between winners and losers on Wall Street after a report suggested that the job market is cooling. A slowing job market is exactly what the Federal Reserve is trying to engineer with its high interest rate policy. The trick is to cool the economy enough to bring down inflation, but not so much as to cause a serious recession. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow added 140 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.2%. Small company stocks were broadly lower. Treasury yields slid in the bond market after the government reported that employers advertised fewer job openings last month than economists had expected. The government releases its broader job market survey on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
A dangerous heat wave is setting in across parts of the country this week. California, Arizona, and southern Nevada could all see record-setting temperatures, while Texas may also see record highs. More details at SRNnews.com.